Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm having a great visit with Holly Wade, Director of Research and Policy Analysis at the NFIB. Holly, tell us about the NFIB.
Great. So the NFIB is the largest small business advocacy organization in the country. We have about 300,000 small business owners as members, spanning all industries across the country. And we advocate on their behalf on the issues that are important to them.
And have been doing this for a long time, folks. I encourage you to join the NFIB, to contribute to their cause. I promise you, when you're sleeping, somebody up there is working on something that will help you. Holly, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, which you are the director of that project, along with the founder, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Holly, one of the things that's interesting to me, as I take a macro view of what's happening, you and I both know that in January, the economy was actually being held back because people couldn't get workers. I mean, your own
Absolutely.
Respondents to your survey were saying that they were not able to grow to the full potential because they didn't have enough people. I mean, that was an epidemic in America only 7 months ago.
The tight labor market was.
When we look at where we are now, that kind of strength has really helped us, is helping us out now to keep us. We could have gone into a depression over the last 3 or 4 months. We're in a recession right now.
Certainly.
But we could have gone into depression. This could have been a lot worse. And I give small businesses their management ability, their strength, their courage, and their financial planning. I give them credit for a whole lot of this. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. No, I think that they were in, you know, the health crisis is horrible. It is negatively impacting the economy in a very real way. But going into it, small businesses were in a very good position. You know, sales were strong. Revenues were, increasing. The tight labor market was the biggest impediment to growth for many small business owners. And so going into this, it was a very different situation. We saw optimism levels like we'd never seen before over the last few years. I mean, 104, 105, 106. And so those levels going into this, and obviously the health crisis decimated optimism going forward. But the recovery out of this, hopefully small business owners are, kind of better situated than they might otherwise be with a more supportive regulatory environment, more supportive tax environment with the, recent tax law that was passed a few years ago. Certainly helps small business owners recover from a shock like this, and that is helpful.
Well, there's no question about it, and I reported on this quite a bit over the last 20-something years, but especially the last 4 years in terms of the difference between the regulatory state, say, prior to 2016 and the way it is right now. It's like night and day. The much fewer regulations and of course the tax situation, the healthcare situation, the short-term insurance policies, those have helped small businesses. There's a whole lot that small business owners can claim as we move back into some kind of a regular economy. There are a lot of tools, a lot of momentum that they can grab onto and pick up again. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Absolutely. What we're now concerned about is how states respond to the economic crisis And, you know, we certainly want to continue a supportive environment for small businesses going forward.
Right.
And so we're going to make sure that, you know, states and the federal government don't try to get themselves out of this on the backs of the small business community. That would be hugely detrimental to the recovery of the economy.
There's no question about that, and we'll see. And I think you're going to – I think what you're worried about is going to happen in some states. I don't think there's any question about that. Hey, Holly, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Good job on the report. We'll look forward to next month's in just a few weeks. Holly Wade, ladies and gentlemen, with the NFIB. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.